1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8:21 this morning. I will speak with Mendy Blue-Paca, president or CEO and president of Fairfield County's Community Foundation. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:52, second Thursday of each month. Check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Quite well. Finally coming down off the session and off various events. I spoke at the RMA, I guess, about a week ago, and I am speaking at the Field Point Club on Friday.
Okay, so the book tour continues for you then. All
Absolutely.
Right.
And then I'm going to be in Minnesota, the 19th, 20th, and 21st for a National Council of Insurance Legislators conference, which is a countrywide conference on proposed legislation from various industrial groups about, you know, insurance policy.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, my nephew is in the business insurance business, and that's where his training was in Minnesota. Was it up in Minneapolis?
It's in Minneapolis, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, insurance dates back very similar to the old days of banking, where it's regulated at the state level, so that while there are national companies, all the companies have to comply with local insurance law, so that the regulatory framework is with an insurance commissioner in each state, and each state is unique in some of its insurance requirements. So, you know, we try to build model laws that are applicable to all over the country, but they are unique to each state, the legislation. So that's what we'll be doing this week, is looking at legislation.
All right. Let's take a look at some local issues here, including reimbursement questions about Central Middle School. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't tell you that I'm pleased with the way things are shaping up. The constant wrangling over both Old Greenwich School and the Central Middle School has left me without a requirement or bonding request with the state. And this, you know, from what I would describe as the most savvy of political groups in the world, being the Greenwich Board of Estimate and Taxation and the Board of Ed. At this point, I would have hoped to have had proposals in front of me to go forward to the state with requests for bonding. Those requests are due on June 30th. And because of the ongoing battles about the size of the school, the curriculum, et cetera, there's been a lack of support from the BET to actually reach an agreement on what the heck they want to do. So there's been no proposal to the state for bonding, for requirements for the bonding commission to work on, to get reimbursement. So I'm going to be left a pound and a dollar short, in the request for the state. I'm going to have to try to submit requests after the deadlines and to see what the state's disposition is to try to get us on the bonding list. It's not a smart way for one of the wealthier towns in the state to operate, but we're left with what we're left with. At some point, I'm going to get a request to get us onto the bonding list and the bonding commission, and I'm not happy that we've been so lackadaisical in coming up with our request and reaching an agreement. I mean, the Old Greenwich School has met over 53 times on their proposals, and we yet to have an agreement on what they're doing at the Old Greenwich School. The Central Middle School, you know, that now they're talking, there's some ridiculous proposals to move the site. I just don't understand what's going on. But people need to get their act together and give me a proposal that I can work on.
There was a community meeting last night. Did you attend that?
I did not, because it would leave me in the middle of the argument, which is not my argument to have, which is what are we doing and when are we doing it? I'm really, as I described to people, I'm waiting for someone to hand me a spear and tell me where to throw it. So the issue being, I'm waiting for them to make up their minds, get the deal done, and tell me, you know, what the size and bonding request is out of the state, and then try to fulfill that request.
All right.
So I'm kind of staying mind on it, but I'm very annoyed that at the lack of progress I'm seeing on, and it's coming out of the BET more than the Board of Ed. I think the Board of Ed has been resolute in trying to move things forward, and for some reason there seems to be objections to getting things done.
All right, maybe on a more positive note, the Western Middle School soil moving forward?
We're finally moving forward on that. I'm glad we reached an agreement with the state. That was a little bit of a tricky, sticky wicket, as they say, I think, in cricket. The problem with Western Middle School is it was the remediation was against the state norms or requirements, which was a 4 feet deep remediation. So we negotiated a la the similar negotiations we did at the high school, which was to go down 2 feet. And I think we're, and I don't know if we've finalized the agreement on artificial turf, but we certainly have negotiated with the state as to how we're going to remediate the fields and take those steps. So the most important thing in the lengthiest process is to get the dam toxic soil out of that site and into a toxic dump site, a repository, clay line, PVC line pipe. So that part of the process has been agreed to. It looks like they're moving ahead with the removal. So they're going to be trucking out the toxic soil to create the right environment for, I'm assuming we're lined up on artificial turf. I'm not as aware on if that's been finally decided, but we've agreed with the state on the remediation steps, which is important.
Okay, and then finally, crosswalk at Arch Street.
You know, we turned down the state $2.5 million at the RTM. There was a furious lobbying effort against it. I'm very annoyed about that. It was $2.5 million of state dollars that were going to go to make that that Arch Street crosswalk safer, the distances tighter, and you know, you've got both the senior center across the street, the Board of Ed building there located, and the Muse, which has, I believe, I want to say 81 residences there, which you don't realize from the outside envelope that it's that big. But you've got a bunch of seniors, and we don't have a good crosswalk there. And I'm hoping that we come back with a plan, and I'm waiting to see what that plan looks like, because I believe we've been challenged on ADA accessibility and the need for a better design plan. So I think we're coming up with something in the next couple of months. I don't know whether we'll have that. The money from the state is long gone. I don't know whether there's an opportunity for other funds from the state or from the Fed, but I'll be looking into that. But again, without a plan from the town and without a plan that is agreed to at the RTM, which was the stick in the mud this time, without a plan, it's unlikely I can't secure funding without someone giving me a plan we've agreed to. So, you know, I'm supposed to lobby and do my best as a state representative, but I have no plans on Central Middle School. I have no plans on Old Greenwich School. I have no plans on Arch Street. I can't do my job if there's no plan to build anything. I can't secure funds.
All right. Representative Meskers, appreciate your time. Thank you. We'll talk again next month. Okay.
Take care.